no discrete unit. So for metallic character then, we've seen on the left-hand side, we've got metallic character going down these groups. When we get over to group 2, it's decreasing. We're now over in group 3, and it's gone. We've got a metalloid sitting at the top. The divide line then with metalloids is going down here, on this diagonal here. So things sitting below that diagonal will be metallic character. Things sitting above the diagonal will be non-metals, and on the diagonal, it's metalloids. So these then are solids, which will be mostly semiconductors. The characteristics then where they will form covalent compounds rather than ionic compounds. And boron's our first example. We're going to look at a few more in